Here's a thought about shooting in clusters. In my youth, I used to pursue the single image, the sort of greatest hits image, if you will, and a lot of you I know still do that, but some of you are starting to think more in terms of project-oriented photography. And with project-oriented photography, one of the valuable tools is to shoot in clusters. I first got this idea from David Hearn, the great Magnum photographer. He said that when you watch a Magnum photographer, they'll just kind of walk around with their camera and it doesn't look like they'll be doing anything until they find the subject that excites them. And then all of a sudden they'll leap into action and fire away like crazy. And they'll shoot in clusters. They'll make lots and lots of photographs in a very short period of time. Then the camera goes back in the bag and they start observing again. Well, I find exactly the same thing takes place when I'm out here in the landscape, as I obviously am this week. Photographing landscapes, to me, also becomes a matter of shooting in clusters. I'll drive around, I'm looking at things, beautiful, always nice to be out here, but there may not be anything that excites my eye from a photographic point of view, and then I'll see something. And I'll stop the car and get out and shoot in clusters. I'll shoot a whole bunch of images that might develop into a small project of 6 or 8 or 10 images, or at least I'll develop enough compositions that I'll have some choices later when I get back home and I start looking at the final images. So it's kind of, well, I'd use the term burst shooting, but that has a different meaning in photography. Shooting in clusters is the best way I can think to describe it. When you find something, go to work and work it and work it and work it until you've sort of shot all there is to shoot. And then get back in the car and move on looking for the next place where you can shoot in clusters.